He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, January 3rd, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I'm just watching the shots from Wall Street. They're having a hard time getting to work this morning. 10 inches of snow on the ground in New York City, and I'm looking out over the San Diego skyline. What's the problem back there? Why can't they get to work? I was in work. It took me about 10 minutes to get here this morning. You know what? I'm just glad in every way that I'm not back on Wall Street. At least I'm away from that mentality that pervades Wall Street. Forget the weather. The mentality is what I tried to avoid at all costs. And, you know, you'll hear me talk about that throughout the year. Right now we have the Dow up 66 points after the spill that it took yesterday. The Dow is at 16,507 right now. We have the S&P up almost 5 points right now. The S&P is at 1836. We have the NASDAQ, very quiet today, up about 3. Of course, the NASDAQ is the most vulnerable of all of the averages out there because it led the market last year. Maybe it will lead the market again this year. We'll just have to see. What else do we have going on here? We have the gold market up 0.5%. So gold is off to a good start here in 2014 so far. And we have crude oil at $95.18. We've got the 10-year yield at 3.006. And we've got corn at 4.20. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, a lot is being said right now about the January effect. And I'll be honest, the January effect is one of the indicators that's been pretty accurate over the years. As January goes, so goes the rest of the year, so the saying says. Well, if the month of January is a positive year, you have an 88% chance of the rest of the year being positive. So let's go, baby. Let's get out of this gate quickly. We stumbled on day one in the year 2014. But, you know, the same conditions that we finished the year 2013 with, they're still in place today. I haven't seen anything change. But, you know, the sentiment could change. Sentiment can swamp fundamentals. Sentiment can swamp a good economy. Sentiment can swamp a market hitting new highs. When the sentiment starts to turn, that will be not good for the markets. And there's a lot of people out there that are thinking that, you know what, some of these big gains from 2014 or 2013 need to be consolidated, and we're overdue for a pullback, which we are. So we just have to take it a day at a time. We'll see how the January effect works out this year. Another indicator that is watched is the first 5 days of January. Well, this is, you know, we're almost there. We'll be there midway through next week. We'll see. That also has been, in the past, a very accurate predictor. But then again, you know, no 2 years are alike. There is no sure indicator. If there was a sure indicator, boy, believe me, we would all be on it. That's all we can do is try to put the probabilities in our favor as much as we possibly can. Now, how do we put the probabilities in our favor? There's a lot of people out there that say you can't put the probabilities in the market in your favor. Therefore, you just take a little slice of this and a little slice of that, and a little slice over here and a chunk over here and a slice over here, and you combine it into a mishmash of a pie, and a few of those pieces of the pie are going to work every year. And a few of those pieces of the pie aren't going to work every year. And in the long run, it all works out. You can't put the probabilities in your favor. But then again, they say you can put the probabilities in your favor, and that's by diversification. by diversifying all over the map. You put the probabilities in your favor through diversification. And that's the message you will hear from most guys in my guys and gals in my industry. You put the probabilities in your favor through diversification. You lower your risk through diversification. You spread your risk around tremendously through diversification. You ride through the bad times through diversification. You ride through the good times through extreme diversification. That's called modern portfolio theory. And it's taught in classrooms all across the world. And it's practiced in my industry. It's the dominant force in my industry. Diversification model and portfolio theory, otherwise known as asset allocation. Many practitioners of this particular discipline. I recently hired someone who had been working for a big firm. They have offices all across America. Guys doing what I do, guys and gals doing what I do, all across America. And I asked her, how important is asset allocation in the firm you came from? She says, it's everything. It's everything. We base our whole strategy. Everybody that comes in the doors at XYZ Financial Advisors, which is a worldwide company. It's a company that's traded on the New York Stock Exchange. You would recognize the name. They have thousands and thousands of financial advisors across the world. When you walk in the doors, they're going to put you into an asset allocation. That's how important this theory is in my particular industry. Now, having said that, Vanguard is a big proponent of asset allocation. Bogle, the CEO, John Bogle of Vanguard, believes in indexing. If you can't beat the indexes, then why join them? If you can't beat them, why join them? Instead, you go with the indexes, which are going to beat 70 or 80% of the guys in my industry anyway. So you're putting the probabilities in your favor by going with the indexes. There's another theory. That's how you put the probabilities in your favor, by going with the indexes, is what Bogle would say. Bogle's also a big believer in asset allocation. Never mind that the Vanguard Asset Allocation Fund closed down quietly recently after a very miserable performance over the years. There's two theories on how to increase the probabilities in the market. Some would say through astrology. I had a guy that wanted to actually incorporate astrology into my Best Stocks Now app. And I said, you know, no thanks. Not that I don't believe in astrology and the planets and all this and that. Just don't know that it has a lot of place in the stock of a biotech, you know. A lot of different theories, a lot of different ways that people think you can put the probabilities. The Stock Trader's Almanac goes through all the probabilities every month. Okay, this is March. Here's the probabilities of this being an up month. This is the second year. This is the fifth year of a presidential cycle. This is the sixth year, right, of a presidential cycle. Let's take a look at the probabilities. Well, you know what? There's a lot of ways to skin a cat. Here's the way I think you can put the probabilities in your favor. Number one, by being in the right asset classes. Take a look at the world around you. Are we in a rising interest rate environment? Are we in an inflationary environment? Are we in a contracting economy? Are we in an expanding economy? How's the housing market going? How's the construction market going? These are all world events that have a big impact on our markets. And it favors certain asset classes over different ones. And that shows up in the app that I invented, the database that I invented that ranks asset classes. And when I send out the newsletter this week, I'll have the current ranking of the asset classes. That's number one. Number two, being in the right sectors of the market. For whatever reason, mainly economic reasons, certain economies, certain global conditions favor certain sectors in the market. The third way that I believe you can, and of course I'm up against Bogle's theory, and I'm up against most of the guys in my industry who believe in modern portfolio theory. That's who I'm up against. That's who I'm arguing against. I'm putting forth my theory and my belief. The third way is being in the very best stocks or the very best investments in the market. They don't necessarily have to be stocks. They could be closed-end funds or mutual funds or inverse funds. I don't care. But buy the ones that have the best performance, the best management teams, and they're still undervalued. In my opinion, IMO, I see that all the time on Facebook and Twitter and this. It's a certain lingo, IMO. In my opinion, that's how you put the probabilities in your favor. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, looking ahead to another year. We had a great year in 2013. I finished up the accounting on all of the accounts that I manage. And I can just say that if you were with me from the beginning of the year and you were in my aggressive growth risk profile, which I would say the majority of my clients are in. Many of those accounts were up just over 40% for the year. And, of course, I document this also in my newsletter. If you want to manage your own money, I have a lot of subscribers to the newsletter who do just that. And you can see every week what I'm doing in the newsletter and the model portfolio, aggressive growth, that has about 30 stocks in it. If you're not that aggressive, then I have a conservative growth, which focuses more on the mid and large cap stocks. And if that's still too aggressive, then I have an income portfolio where I also hope for growth. That thing was up over 20%. Really proud of that performance. And lastly, if you have a mutual fund at work, a 401k, I have a 401k model portfolio, which was up over 30% last year. So you can get 4 weeks of my newsletter for free. That's a very generous offer. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com, and then we'll continue to send you the free newsletter after that, which has all of the sector rankings every week, the portfolio or the asset class rankings, charts of the market, whether I'm in or out. I'm a market timer, but I've been in for the last almost 5 years. And we will be celebrating, if we make it, the bull market 5th-year anniversary in March of 2014. This all began in March of 2009. And, of course, the biggest factor in driving this market higher has been the Fed. That's who I give the credit for driving the market higher. Now, what will be the long-term effects? We'll see. But the short-term effects have been you wanted to be in the stock market. That's been the place to be. Because the Fed continues to juice it. And as long as it's juicing it, you want to put it in your juicer and drink it every day, right? And as long as it lasts. You got to make hay while the sun shines. And the sun has been shining in the market. Hopefully you've been making hay. You know, as I traveled through Idaho during the holiday season, I saw frozen fields. Those fields aren't producing right now. No potatoes. No alfalfa, but on the side is big stacks of hay. That hay was made while the sun was shining, and it was put away for a rainy day because the snow will eventually fall on the market just like it's falling on Wall Street today, and it won't be so easy to make hay or to make money in the market. We have to make the money now, and there's potato sellers back there. When the crop comes in, they store the potatoes. Potatoes store for a long, long time. Because when you're not making potatoes, you need to have potatoes in storage to live off of, right? Same concepts here in the stock market. Now, one area that has been very favorable to the markets in 2013 has been the technology stocks of all size. The internet sector has been in the top five all year long. And when I'm talking about the internet sector, I'm talking about Yahoo, I'm talking about TripAdvisor, I'm talking about Yelp, I'm talking about Facebook, I'm talking about Twitter. These are all internet-related stocks. When I wrote my book, I chose 53 stocks at that time that best represented what I call best stocks now. Ones that I thought, ones that I calculated to have the best performance numbers and the best valuation numbers and the best stock charts, and they were the best stocks now. And many of those have gone on to be huge, huge winners since I wrote the book. Probably time for another book. But you know what? Once we get past all of this other stuff that we got to do at year end, year end's a busy time in this business, then maybe we'll start on a new book. But for now, let's stay with the moment and let's find some best stocks now. This stock that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, which you can still find on Amazon.com or you can order through my website, the name of this company is Baidu. What's a Baidu? Baidu is a Google of China. Baidu was a $4 stock in 2006. Where were you in 2006? Baidu was $4 per share. Today, Baidu is $179 per share. That alone ought to qualify it as a best stocks now stock. But it takes more than that to get an A grade in my system. There's currently about 339 stocks out of 3,700 that get an A minus grade or better. And that's where I draw the line. I won't buy a stock, a new purchase, unless it's A minus or better. So I have a very narrow field. I've eliminated 3,400 stocks to begin with. And now I focus in those last 300 that are at the top. The leftovers, the ones that survived the screens. The first screen they have to survive is performance. How has Baidu done? Well, over the last 5 years, Baidu has averaged 68% per year, while the market's averaged 14% per year. It's quadrupled, almost quintupled, the returns of the market over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, Baidu has averaged 23% per year, while the market's averaged just 13%. And over the last 12 months, Baidu is up 73% while the market's up 25%. Again, it's about tripled the returns of the market. You like those returns? Huh? How about them apples? And they're not apples, they're Baidus. Baidu gets a momentum grade right now of B+. Okay, not an A+, not an A. But let's take a look at the valuation of Baidu. Baidu is expected to make about $6.60 per share next year. Looks like we got wrong data on the app. That means the data vendor's giving us wrong data. Well, we'll have to do it in our heads this time. Baidu's going to make $6.60 per share. The target price, however, on the app is dead on. It's my target price. The target prices are correct. Baidu's expected to make $6.60. It's expected to grow by 23% per year. When I take that 660 out by 23% per year over the next 5 years and then choose a multiple, carefully choose a multiple that I think is appropriate for the Google of China. By the way, Baidu is a $63 billion market cap company. So it qualifies in the conservative growth account, and it also could qualify for the aggressive growth accounts because it is a Chinese internet stock, for heaven's sakes. But it's also a large cap, $63 billion in market cap. I have a $340 five-year target price on Baidu. The stock is currently trading at $179. That gives it about 90% upside potential. When I weigh these factors out and calculate the formulas, Baidu gets a stock grade, overall Gunderson stock grade of A-. It has a fantastic chart. And out of 3,751 stocks, it comes in at number 197. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had a little bit of a discussion here on how to increase your probabilities in the market. Everybody has a different opinion on that. Some would say, again, that you would increase your probabilities by spreading your net, which, to a certain extent, I believe in that. I don't believe in buying just one thing and putting, unless it's cash and the market's reeling and there's nowhere else to go, but buying just one best stock now or one best mutual fund or one best ETF, that's not really the way to go. But they would say that you have to diversify across everything, precious metals, intermediate bonds, short-term bonds, long-term bonds, emerging markets, international stocks, large-cap U.S. stocks, small-cap U.S. stocks, spread it around. And you're bound to bag some winners every year. That's true. There's very few years where every single asset class goes down. And you can hold up your medal at the end of the year, see? It's kind of like, you know what? I don't know if this is a good analogy or not. You go to a horse race and there's 8 horses and you bet every horse in the race. One of them's going to win. You're going to cash a winning ticket. What if the one that wins only pays $4 and there's 8 horses and you had to bet $16? You lost $12. What if a long shot comes in? Well, then you won that year or that race, right? I don't know. I don't believe in betting every horse. It seems like you can eliminate a few. The guy that runs last every time, you know. The guy with the big swollen ankles. The guy with the trainer that doesn't know how to train a horse. You know, these kinds of things. So I don't know about this diversifying across the whole gamut. Don't know if I'm a believer in that. In fact, I've seen the results, and I've found the results to be mediocre. Yes, it's low stress. Yes, it takes very little work. That's all you got to know is to be in this industry to do that is to be able to plug in numbers into a computer and to be able to sell and smile and look good and smell nice. Now, you know, others would say you index. Look, you just buy the S&P 500 and be done with it. Forget about it because 70 or 80% of the people, professional money managers, don't beat the S&P 500. So just buy the S&P 500 or whatever it is, or mix a few indexes. That would be the Bogle Vanguard method. And I would say, I come at it from a different angle. I would say, well, first, let's identify where the best asset classes are in the market, given the conditions in the world at this point in time. Then once we've identified the very best asset classes in the world, which, by the way, the top 8 right now are all U.S. stock related. They were the top 8 at the beginning of last year, and they're still the top 8 at the beginning of this year. And I think the Fed has a lot to do with that, okay? So then once you've identified those top asset classes, now we'll take it to the next level. Let's find the best sectors or subsectors of those asset classes. If bonds are the best asset class, is it foreign bonds? Is it short-term bonds? Is it municipal bonds? Is it corporate bonds? Mortgage bonds? Junk bonds? Or if it's stocks, is it biotechs? Is it industrials? Is it railroads? Is it transportation? Is it energy? Basic materials? Then you get into the best sectors in the market. And that's determined by the conditions that present themselves in the world right now. And lastly, now you go into the individual investments and try to find the very best ones. And in my opinion, the very best ones have the performance numbers. I just gave an example in Baidu. They have the valuation numbers that still make sense. And they have the stock charts that make sense. Now, a company could have great performance numbers, but could be severely overvalued. That would eliminate it from my system. A company could be severely undervalued, but not have good performance numbers. That would eliminate it from my system. So a pure value investor is going to scoff at a best stock now example. And a pure momentum investor, he may have a little bit of problem with his stock that's hitting new highs, but I say, you know what? I don't like the valuation. An example of that was Tesla late last year. I said, this is the most ridiculously valued stock in the entire market. And it finally had its comeuppance. So they have to meet my valuation criteria. And lastly, how do we fine-tune those buys and sells? I do it through technical analysis. It's very simple. I don't like stocks that are way extended to the upside. I'd never buy a stock in a downtrend unless it's a pullback to a trend line in a leading stock. That's not a downtrend. I don't like stocks in sideways trends that have been going sideways. There's got to be a catalyst that pushes it through that resistance level. That's where I like to buy stocks personally. I find that to be my sweet spot. They don't always follow through and continue on. But I've just believed that by the time you've gone through that arduous process, finding the best asset classes, narrowing it down to the best sectors, and then finding the best stocks within those sectors, and then fine-tuning it with the technical analysis, you're still not going to hit all winners. No. But in my opinion, I believe that you've increased your probabilities in the market. How did that work last year? It worked pretty doggone good, didn't it? We had a terrific year with our model portfolios. Am I a perma bull? No way. I'm a market timer. Am I a perma tech, biotech guy, stock guy? No way. I go where the action is. If the action's in precious metals, that's where we'll go. If the action, like it was several years ago, is in coal and oil and iron ore, that's where we'll go. Wherever the action is, and that's determined by the conditions in the world. Now, one area that I'm very proud of, the results that I produced last year, you say, how in the world did you get those kinds of results that you did in your income account? Well, you go look at income mutual funds and you see how they did last year. They did very, very poorly. I'd have to look as an asset class how they did, or as an average, how the income mutual funds did last year. For instance, Franklin Income Fund or the Fidelity Income Fund. I'll look that up after the show and report back in a show in the future. But they didn't do very well. It was a very poor year. And I was able to nail some big, big winners by putting together an eclectic mix of dividend-paying stocks that produced returns north of 20%. And that portfolio still has a dividend yield of about 4.2, somewhere in there. Big chance for capital appreciation going forward, and I've used this same method of narrowing it down in what I believe is a process that increases your probabilities. I haven't done the scientific research on it. I'm just giving you my observations and my beliefs. I just think it makes common sense, personally, but everybody has to decide for themselves. One stock that qualifies right now, and one that I own in my growth, in my income portfolios, is KKR, Kohlberg and Kravis and Roberts, which is a private equity firm, investment management, very much like Blackstone, very much like BlackRock, in that same ilk. It's a mid-cap company, U.S. company, $7.2 billion in market capitalization. It qualifies for my income portfolio because it pays a dividend yield of about 3.8%. And you might say, well, you know what? I can get 3.8% in a bond right now. I can get better than that. I can get 5.1% in this bond over here. But you know what? In a bond, you have interest rate risk. If interest rates continue to go higher, it's going to cut into your principal, and then it's going to take away and offset that coupon rate that you're getting. Instead, I would rather have a stock with upside potential right now that doesn't have interest rate risk. It's also paying a good dividend. That's just me. How did that work in 2013? It worked like a charm. If I had a mutual fund called the Gunderson Income Fund, I would think it would have been ranked A+ last year. Very few people put together income funds that produced 22-21% total returns last year. Let's take a look at KKR. First, we begin with the performance. Over the last 3 years, KKR has delivered 28% per year to investors. That's doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, KKR is up 71%. You say, how come you don't give 5- and 10-year returns? Well, this thing came public in 2010, so it doesn't have 5- and 10-year returns yet. But it's working on them. This stock was up 41.6% in 2013. Valuation checks out. Performance checks out. Stock chart checks out. Out of 3,751 stocks, it comes in at number 186, KKR. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, heard Monday through Friday in many cities across America. I think we start in Miami, Florida, soon, the next several days. All right. Well, there's a storm hitting Wall Street. Not a financial storm, a snowstorm. It's making it difficult for guys and gals to get to work back there. Many people stuck at home because of the mass transit system not working. I've been back several times in my big wool winter coat and gloves, trudging my way through the city, watching people going to work every day. Yeah, I mean, there's a certain glamour and excitement, and at the same time, they're all kind of doing the same old thing. I just see a lot of, I don't know, I guess asset allocation, mediocrity. Buying the big stocks of yesteryear. That seems to be the theme that prevails on Wall Street. Now, while a weather-driven storm is hitting Wall Street currently, we also have to always be prepared in the backs of our mind for a storm that will eventually come through the stock market. And that's what keeps most people out of the stock market, fear. They're afraid. They've lost money before, or they've read about people losing fortunes in the stock market. And just as this bull market has now gone on for almost 5 years, just as sure as I'm sitting here, it will eventually come to a halt. And it will probably, more than likely, be tied to the Fed backing off of the stimulus that they continue to feed, the steroids, the human growth hormones, the testosterone, whatever it is they're feeding to the market. They continue to feed it to the market, and as long as they continue to feed it to the market's going to continue to behave like it has. I don't know if it'll be as wild as it was in 2013, but when those steroids, when they start weaning the market off of those stimulants, then the market's going to start becoming a much more hostile place to be invested in. And we always have to be thinking about that, and we also always have to be prepared for that. And just as I use asset classes and sectors and performance and valuation and stock charts to pick which things I'm going to buy, I also use those same criteria for picking those things to sell. What starts to happen? As performance starts to falter in a stock, that usually shows up first in the stock charts. The stock charts are a great indicator of the sentiment on a stock. A stock in a powerful uptrend has very good sentiment. A stock in a powerful downtrend has very poor sentiment. A stock in a sideways trend, it's a yawner. People really don't have an opinion one way or the other. So the first place, in my opinion, that trouble starts in the market It's just like the last place I look before I buy something is the stock chart. Well, conversely, the first place you should look to sell something that you own is, again, the stock chart. That's the first sign of trouble. Remember when Apple hit 705? And then it hit trouble. It stalled out. It couldn't get traction anymore. Like a car stuck at an intersection in Yonkers. And the wheels are just spinning. It can't go anywhere. And if it's on an incline, the car starts sliding backwards. And that's what Apple started to do. It was in trouble. And how far is that hill? Look out below. Here I come. And it started to roll over. And that's the worst kind of stock chart that there possibly is. And those are the ones that you want to sit up and say, do I want to continue to own this thing? Or is the worm beginning to turn? Is the sentiment beginning to sour? Are the folks that have big profits in this stock starting to show up at the teller window to cash in? You know, it's 7:05. I bought this thing at 2:15. Maybe it's time to just take some profits here. And then eventually, as they start to cash in and the stock starts to stall and it starts to roll over, the pace at the teller window begins to quicken. The line begins to lengthen. Sellers wanting to get out while the getting's good. And as the getting gets worse, the line continues to grow. The sentiment continues to worsen. The fundamentals may still be exactly the same. But when that sentiment starts to sour and when that sell line begins to grow and get longer and wrap around the building, then you got trouble. Then you could say, you know, I should have got out a lot earlier. Now I got to wait my turn in line to get out. On Apple, that point to get out was somewhere in the mid-600 area. Because after that, it went clear down to under $400 per share. You saved yourself a lot of grief and trouble by knowing when the sentiment had begun to turn. And when the sentiment begins to turn, the ranking starts to drop. Because the performance numbers start to drop. And on a relative basis, other things are performing better. And so they start to pass up the stock in relative performance. That's another big clue. A third clue is when the sector that it's in starts to drop and fall out of favor. This internet sector, this biotech sector, this pharmaceutical sector, they're eventually going to fall out of favor and they're going to start dropping in rank. And other sectors are going to start moving up in rank and replacing them. That's another big clue. That's why I check this out and publish it every week in my newsletter. And lastly, the asset class that the stock belongs to. Let's say it's a small cap U.S. stock. The asset class starts to fall in rank. And other asset classes, maybe defensive ones, which is what will be the next leadership area of the market, will be defensive sectors. Because you've already got the go-go sectors leading the market. It can't get any more go-go than it already is. Eventually, those go-go sectors are going to start to peel over. And that's where you need an exit strategy. That's where you can't be frozen and say, you know what? I think this company has good products. Oh, no, I've heard that before. When sentiment starts to turn, it doesn't matter if they have the best products and they give them away for free. You got to get out and have an exit strategy. So eventually a storm will hit Wall Street. And hopefully this will be the first place you hear about it. It's time to get out. The newsletter, pwstreet.com, for money management, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.